Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center at 515-355-3200.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Safe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Safe here with Mike Gary, and I hope you all had a wonderful Memorial weekend. The Indianapolis 500 was probably the star show during that time. Josef Newgarden became a two-time Indianapolis 500 champion, collected a purse of over $3 million, and also a bonus that had been around for years, $440,000, making him the first $4 million person in Indianapolis history.
Yeah, what a back-to-back, which is extremely rare.
Great race, too, down to the last lap. I watched it. It was exciting. I don't get a chance to do that, but it was really a cool race.
We're going to have to get you into Formula One next because that's what I like, too. Yeah. But we definitely have to mention, though, Angel Hernandez.
To the delight of many baseball fans, has permanently retired as effective today or whenever it was a couple days ago. My feeling is that he got shown the door, probably was offered a settlement to make sure that we got him out of there, or they got him out of there as fast as possible. We have the Women's College World Series. We have two West Coast teams, Pac-12, UCLA and Stanford, so good luck to you. College Baseball World Series is coming up in Omaha, and we have three West schools, two from the Pac-12, Arizona and Oregon State, along with University of California at Santa Barbara. The NBA, the Boston series, going down to the last game of which they clinched the series and beat Utah. And there was a game, there was a play with about 1 minute left where Jaylen Brown fouls T.J. McConnell with, I believe, the score tied or 1 point difference. He hits him flat, straight across the face, and it's not a flagrant foul. They show it over and over and over again, and they ruled it a common foul. Big difference at that point in time. And all I can say is if this had happened in the NFL, it would have sounded something like this. Illegal contact to the face, 15 yards, automatic first down.
Stick around, you guys. We're going to have a great show today. We're going to talk to Don Tolup and Russell Javers. I'm trying not to talk to Russell too much about vintage gear. And make sure to stick around because we're going to hear a word from our friend Brad Kreger. So we'll see about that. Right, Ron?
We will. And Josh Gibson, hello to Major League Baseball new records. Five of them. Hi, Brad, and how are things with you this week?
Oh, I'm doing great, Ron. How about yourself?
We're trucking along, Brad. last week, you mentioned that everyone should set up a tax-free source of income. How does one do that?
You know, that's a great question, Ron. Most people are going to use a Roth IRA or a Roth 401k. The problem is that there's really low contribution limits. So your higher income people, they just can't save enough. Another way to do it is using municipal bonds. Problem there is for younger investors, there's just not enough growth. And for older investors, those interest rates can go up and down. If they go down, lower income. They go up, the bonds are going to go down in value. So there are alternative strategies for higher income households. It's like a Roth IRA for the wealthy. It's liquid, it's tax-free, it's flexible, meaning there's no RMDs, there's no pre-59 and a half issues, and there's no contribution limits. It's essentially, Ron, the same plan that CEOs of corporate America have been using for the last 60 plus years to fund for their retirement. And up until about 7 years ago, individuals could only use this plan if they had a corporation. Today, anyone can set one of these things up. So here's a dumb question. If I were to ask you, if the IRS were to give you a three-year window to fund as much after-tax money into your Roth IRA, how much would you want to contribute into that tax-free bucket? And most people would answer that, everything I've got. That's really not a good strategy because you don't want to put all your eggs into one tax bucket either. Now, you could actually do it because there are no limits. There are no contribution limits, so you actually could do that. Here at BFF Financial, look, we're here to simplify the complex. So if anybody would like to learn more, they can give us a call and get in touch with us. We can do a 30-minute Zoom video.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries. You have a great week, Ron.
Hi, I'm Ron Say. When was the last time your accountant, insurance agent, investment advisor, and attorney had lunch together? Never? Well, that's the problem. The experts you currently use are unable to pool their knowledge to benefit you. Interested in a second opinion? Then talk to the financial advisor, Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Brad will work through your current investments, insurance, estate, and tax planning. He will give you a written report of his findings and will work with you with your current advisors to fix whatever he finds. Make the most of what you have and keep more of it once you've made it. Get a free consultation with Brad Kreger at BFF Financial. Call 888-908-4BFF. That's 888-908-4BFF. Or you can email brad@bfffinancial.com. Be sure to tell him Ron sent you.
Securities and advisory services offered through Centaurus Financial Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Centaurus Financial and BFF Financial are not affiliated.
They still call me the Penguin.
Hello, everyone, and we're back with We'll See About That. Ron Say again with Mike Gary and our two special guests today, Don Tolop and Russell Javers. Don and Russell will be receiving our beautiful fruit gift basket, courtesy of our friends at Melissa's Produce. Melissa's is the proud producer of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code Ron Say when checking out at melissas.com. All right, we have two guys that I'm very excited about talking with. Russell Javers, who eventually became the lead guitarist for Billy Joel for about 12 years. Had a bunch of his friends that were also a part of the band. And Don Tolop, who is AKA The Chef, president of OGK Creative, a full-service branding, marketing, and digital agency, a multi-Teller Award winner, produced music videos, television commercials, cooking shows, corporate videos, infomercials, you name it, they've done it. It's a musical show today. And my man, Mike Gary, is going to lead him off into the sunset.
Once again, thank you so much, gentlemen, for joining us. We are looking at your fabulous backgrounds. We see multiple gold and platinum records. We see some beautiful guitars as well. And I want to start with you, Russell. Rock and roll, how to get in your blood.
I'm not a baby anymore. So in about a week or so, I'm going to be 72 years old. So when I was 11 years old, the earth shifted and the Beatles were on Ed Sullivan. I think every musician my age says that that was the turning point for them. And, it just, changed my life. I said, I saw these guys, they for the most part, they were just like regular looking guys, maybe their hair was long and stuff, and were playing their own instruments and writing their own songs. And I said, that's it. I am going to be a rhythm guitar player, which is technically what I would call myself. And I wanted to be like John Lennon. He was my idol. And from that point on, I mean, that was it. I was living it and breathing it. And, so that was it. And my two passions were music and baseball. And I just didn't quite have the talent to be a baseball player. So I can't wait to talk to you, Ron, about this because, so many guys that I know, so many ball players that I know wanted to be musicians and musicians. It's a similar lifestyle. It's just this next birthday where I'm finally admitting to myself that it's probably not likely that I'm ever going to play second base.
Give up your dreams, Russell.
You know, it's like, you know, it's, you know,
Russell,
you know, don't get hurt. Things could change, but
keep that elbow.
Russell, you're not wrong. My good friends Fleetwood Mac, their logo is the Penguin. My nickname's the Penguin. I know you guys are Yankee fans, so probably very happy with the way Yankees are playing currently. But yes, in the off season, because of my relationship with Fleetwood Mac, I always thought about going on the road with them and being a part of the family, and it didn't happen, and it's best that it didn't happen.
We'd be telling some different stories now.
Yeah, for sure. My baseball career might have been over with.
You know what? So many of us from those days, we're all housebroken now.
That's good. Thank God for that.
So, Don, you're a University of Maryland grad, a TVRF guy. It's television, radio, and film, as was I. And you've had quite a successful career producing, directing, and it seems like you're a rock and roll fan as well. What got you involved in entertainment and filmmaking?
Oh, it's a short one. Very easy. I was lucky enough to have a legend as a dad. He was the senior vice president of Viacom International. And whenever I would go to a trade show, hundreds of people would stop me as a kid and go, "Your dad, Charlie, he's the best." I one time saw him get up at an impromptu and speak in front of 5,000 people about his Elvis Presley collection. And it was right there. I said, I got to try to follow my dad's footsteps. And that's how I got into it.
Wow.
I can see that, but it's probably something that you are eager to get involved with too, being around this.
It's in the blood. No doubt about it. Very, very fortunate to live that Hollywood life. And, you know, when you're a kid and you see beautiful models and, you know, Carol Alt and Ron Greshner going to black tie fairs, it's like the glitz, the glory, it's what brings you in until you realize it's just another business with just different problems and different stories. But by that time, it's too late.
Well, you talk about supermodels. We're in your back door here, Christie Brinkley. She brings her entourage into Billy Joel's fan base. That's a very powerful couple.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it. No doubt about it.
Billy, until Christie came, Billy, you know, wasn't perceived as, you know, the same way he was. He was popular and we always sold out, but he wasn't the celebrity he turned into when he was with Christie. Then all of a sudden he became, you know, they became this it couple. But before that, it was a little different. It was like we had very passionate fans, but he wasn't like on the cover of every magazine and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, so he all of a sudden he became, you know, more of a rock star.
The power of the woman.
The power of the supermodel.
Yeah, for sure.
No doubt about it.
I've always been curious, you know, the when you guys go on tour, it's kind of a must today, isn't it, to survive, to make your money. What is the day in the life of a rhythm guitarist in a band like Billy Joel one day on the road?
Well, it's like, you know, by the week, you know, at the beginning, it wasn't glamorous at all. It was rented cars and you know, we opened up for the Beach Boys for a year. And they were about the only ones we opened up for, and we were just playing these little places until people opened up their eyes and started, it started to happen. But, you know, by the end, it became a little bit more glamorous, but we never thought about it that way. It's like, you know, you go to a city, we'd be really lucky and feel really blessed if the promoter or somebody invited us to his house and we got to get the real feel of wherever we were, like in Australia or whatever. And it was always the people that we met and had fun with that made it less drudgery. Otherwise, a hotel is a hotel is a hotel, and it's, you know, and it's not the least bit glamorous. The food is usually lousy. It's like being a ball player. I mean, it's
a lot of similarities, right?
Yeah. Yep.
I always thought that too. Is it like kind of like Groundhog's Day for both being a musician and being in baseball? You're traveling, you're in like hotel rooms that look exactly the same. The airports start to look the same.
Well, I know from my experience, there were times where I woke up on the road and I didn't know where I was.
Same.
You know, it's like you're playing every single night. You're on stage every single night, you know, playing a ball game. And over the course of the summer, you get worn down and you go to bed and it's, 7 o'clock in the morning and something wakes you up and you say, I'm in a hotel room.
Exactly.
Tuesday becomes Thursday, becomes Saturday, becomes Monday. It all rolls into one.
So what's interesting for both of you for the parallels is that people look at you when, whether you're on the field or up on that stage, like, I want to be them. And then the reverse, when you're in a hotel room eating lousy food, like Russell just said, maybe it's the flip of some people would rather just be home with their friends and family and celebrating birthdays and weddings. So it's always that grass is always greener kind of concept, isn't it?
Yeah, I believe that, sure.
But you live for those couple of hours on stage or for the time that you spend on the field playing. It's what you work towards. And, so to us, the real joy was being in the studio making a record and then getting out to, play these songs that you want everybody to hear. And then when you get a reaction back, but for a baseball player too, I would imagine it's the exact same thing. You're just sitting around and you put your work in and you have that time together as a team, and music or being in a band is a team sport too. It's, that interaction is what makes it, all special. And I always felt that I was playing like on a big league team when we play the Garden, we play these.
Oh, of course.
And it was like, I always felt we were in the World Series every night. We would bring it, we'd make the place, the Raptors would be shaken. And, that's what you live for.
There's something very special about leading a life being in the entertainment section. I want you guys to think about one thing when we return from our break here. Where do you think you got your real break to turn things around? We're going to be right back with Russell Favors and Don Tolop right after this message.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Save. Okay, we have returned to We'll See About That, Russell Favors and Don Tolop. And tell me where you think you really found a point in time where this really started turning your positive direction.
So the question is, at what point did you wake up and realize, hey, I could do this for a living? Is that what the question is?
Well, I mean, everybody, it's like I would say, if I'm going to be signed and play professionally, I go through a couple years of the minor leagues, and then all of a sudden you're knocking on the door of playing Major League Baseball. When did you feel like you got to that point where this was the real deal and you guys were actually superstars?
For me, I don't know if I ever call myself a superstar. I'm not in Russell's league, but I will share that when I moved down to Florida, I started working for Comcast, and I started doing 5 and 6 camera live productions, whether it was with the Miami Dolphins or whatever NBC News, and doing live shows with like Dan Marino. And I looked around one day and I said, yeah, I think this is like what I always wanted to be. And you get that energy, that good feeling, like you get a paycheck for something you love. And I think if you can wake up in the morning and pop out of bed and enjoy it, and whatever that dollar amount is, I think you start to feel like a star. And that's the way it was for me.
With me, I don't know that I ever felt like I was a star or anything. I was, you know, I was very lucky that when I was a kid, and I mean, right after I saw the Beatles, I started, you know, writing songs and doing stuff, and I put a band together. And I was really, really lucky that the guys I found and put together turned out to be these amazing musicians. But it was Doug Stegmeier and Liberty DeVito and a great guitar player, Howard Emerson on Long Island. And this was the group that we put together. All of these guys would have been superstars by themselves. And I was just, you know, and we all had this common thing that we were going to make records and we were going to do this. But we played bars and played clubs, and we were playing original music, and the crowds hated us. I mean, I mean, because we wouldn't do top 40, and our bar tab was always bigger than the money we made for the night. You know, I'd come home and my wife would say, well, what did it cost you tonight to play? But musicians loved us and would come to see us, and we stuck to our guns. We said, we're not going to build a career out of this. And I actually got offered a record deal as a songwriter and a solo artist by a group called, the band that was supposed to play on the record was called the Atlanta Rhythm Section. They were a great band, great studio guys. Right. And yeah, so, and Howard Emerson had played some of my songs to Buddy Bowie, who was one of the writers for Stormy, Spooky, Traces. I loved these guys, and they were great musicians, but I loved my guys more. I loved the way they played my songs better. And I went and we did he flew us to Atlanta and we played, and they offered me a record deal, but without my guys. So I said, no, I had a big ego, and I said, no, we're going to do it, but nothing, you know, and we struggled and struggled and struggled. And finally, Doug got a tour with Billy, to play bass, in California with Billy. And Billy had done the Turnstiles album with Elton's band, really. And Elton's band is great, and we love Elton's band, but it just didn't come together. And he kind of scrapped that album. I never heard any of those tracks, but he wasn't happy with them and said, I'm coming back to New York. Doug, find me some musicians. And we had a band already. So Doug brought Liberty in first, and he said, oh, wow, this is going to work. And he goes, we need guitars. And he goes, next day, you know, me and Howard came in. But it was the same band that we had for, you know, years before. So Billy was kind of lucky that he had this unit, and we were not like a bunch of musicians. It was all about the songs and how do you frame a song. So even though we weren't making any money in those days or whatever, you know, we had a number one record in Australia. So we flew to Australia. So all of a sudden I said, wow, this is pretty cool, you know? So, and wound up with Billy after that. So did I fully realize what I was trying to do? No, but I, you know, every good thing that happened to me in my life always, you know, it came as an offshoot of that experience. So,
you know what, Russell, you know, what cracks me up about you is how humble you are, because when I saw you at Lord's and there were thousands of fans years later that remember growing up from junior high school days and trying to make out with their girlfriend to a Turnstile album, to the prom, and then playing the theme song, the New York State of Mind, you're the track of their lives. And look how humble you are.
I have to mention this, otherwise I my life wouldn't be worth spit. There's a woman that hosts a fantastic show on CRN, Alyssa Panitz. She is the world's biggest Billy Joel fan. And when I told her I was interviewing you today, Russell, she screamed so loud my ears are still ringing.
Oh, that's funny.
That's what I'm talking about.
Well, but Russell, you know when you referred to the other people in the band, you referred to them as superstars. You left yourself out. You are humble. Don is right. You are humble. You guys are, you have a background behind you, and Russell, you have what it looks to be platinum and gold records on your wall, and Don, you have a bunch of classic guitars behind you. What does all this mean to you?
To me, it means that the other room weren't clean to do a Zoom.
See what happens if you put a jokester on your podcast? You see, this is what you get. So, all right. The question is basically, what does music mean to the both of us? Is that what the question is? Or are you going deeper in a different?
What's important for what is the most important thing that you think that you are getting out of all of this to you? What does it all mean to you?
Well, I think you'd have to define what is all this.
Well, that's up to you. That means, are you happy about your contribution?
Yeah, both of you guys have had tremendous success in both of your careers. I think, you know, the question that I would want to know is, you know, what keeps you motivated to keep pushing forward?
Wow, that's a great question.
Well, you go back.
Okay, so basically for me, it's passion, and I'm going to back up a little bit like a politician and share about why are Russell and I on the same podcast. And it was a sad state of affairs for me that somebody in our community had a terrific son who unfortunately took his own life, and he was 21 years old, and he had everything perfect going for him. And for me, that was a trigger and a moment in my life where I had to do something about it. So between a mutual friend of Russell and I, we decided we were going to make a documentary film about how to normalize the conversation around mental illness. And when I was introduced to this guy, like the woman who screamed, I got to tell you, I had butterflies the entire way driving to the restaurant, that somebody who I would watch on stage over 100 times is going to be sitting at the same table with me. So it's taking your passions, taking your talents, and trying to make the world a better place all at one. That's it's a pretty magical thing. It's a very hard thing to do at the same time.
Yeah, and it's I had a similar history. My father's mom took her own life when he was a young man. I know that it affected his psyche greatly, you know, throughout his life. I mean, I was always, you know, I think he was probably very protective of my sisters. And to me, I was like, you know, out on my, you know, I was kind of wild. But my very dearest friend and colleague, Doug Stegmeier, the guy who brought, you know, you know, we played for years together. He was the best man at my wedding over 50 years ago. And I respected him as a friend, but he was an amazing musician, an understated, tasteful musician. So a songwriter like Billy had the benefit of this tremendous ear and tasteful playing, you know. He wasn't flashy, but boy, he was solid as a rock. And when the Billy situation ended, you know, I was lucky. I had a good support system around me. I'm not going to say that it wasn't difficult, because it was, but I'm a survivor, and Doug had trouble dealing with it. And I'm sure there were other things that triggered it as well, which I don't know. And I guess people that have dear friends or family that succumb to that, it's, you know, you say, well, what could I have done? What, you know, I mean, what did I not see? Did I, you know, did I not, you know, was there something more I could have done? Because it was the most profound thing that ever happened to me when Doug took his own life. And to this day, every night when we play with the Lords, we pay tribute to Doug, that he was the guy that brought us into the situation. The Lords, you know, Liberty says that if Billy's the father of those songs, we're at least the uncles. So we go out and we play our catalog, and all the diehard Billy fans love it, because, you know, frankly, we probably sound more like the records than he does now. His voice has dropped, you know, a couple steps, and so they don't play them in the original keys. We play them like we recorded them, and with the same energy for old guys, which is pretty amazing. But
pretty damn amazing. So the lesson there is, if you're listening to this podcast and you're enjoying it, and you have a friend who has not called you back and you're mad at him, don't be. If you see somebody down the street that's talking to themselves, they're going through something. If somebody snaps at you on the road, let it go. Because like Kevin Love says, and Robin Williams said it, everybody's going through something at one point. And that's really what, that was the spark of the relationship that I am so fortunate to have with this guy right here.
Well, you guys have both gone through some very traumatic experiences, and recognizing that, and I think you guys are speaking about this very well. When we return, I'd like to get more into the tranquility side of what you're doing, and also talk about your experiences of being Yankee fans. Be right back. We'll see about that right after this.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on IdentifyEPI.com and talk to your doctor. That's IdentifyEPI.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood would. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, bag boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JBC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
The fans are rooting for the Dodgers. The Dodgers.
And this week in Dodger history presented by BFF Financial, 1986, in a 6-4 loss to the Dodgers at Three River Stadium, future home run king Barry Bonds goes 0-for-5 in his major league debut. The Pirates center fielder batting leadoff strikes out 3 times, and even though he's got all those home runs, he's still not in the Hall of Fame. So once again, we want to thank so much of our guests for joining us here, Don Tulip and Russell Javers. And Russell, you talked about the passing of your dear friend Doug and what led you and Don to kind of team up here to really focus on mental health and suicide prevention. And Russell, you mentioned something very interesting that struck with me about your friend Doug, about how, you know, the transition after Billy Joel, that was really tough on him. And Ron, I wanted to ask you, I mean, I'm sure a lot of professional athletes go through a lot of tumults mentally, depression, anxiety, leaving the sport as well. So there's probably some commonalities between those two situations, wouldn't you say?
There is and there isn't. The commonality is that we experience, you know, something coming, you know, to an end that is very important and precious to us. The difference here is that I can't play baseball anymore. You know, they can continue to play their music. And that, my understanding is, you know, most musicians, you know, they our gear's at the ballpark. Their gear's everywhere. They're at the house. It's in the car. You guys stuff them everywhere. You're playing, practicing all the time. We kind of like to leave, you know, that at the ballpark. But you guys are always practicing. You're always experimenting. That's another amazing thing. But yes, I would say that the difficulty is probably coming more from the professional athlete side of it, is because you can't do something that you loved as a kid, and yeah, you can't play it as well as you did anymore.
Yeah, that's a great point, Ron. Great point.
Let's talk a little bit about Tranquility Drive. This is what you guys are working on right now. I mean, Don, you're like a bona fide philanthropist. You've been involved in all sorts of charitable endeavors throughout your career, but you guys have teamed up to something that I think is really, really important, because suicide's like cancer. No one you will meet has not been touched by someone who has taken their own life. I mean, it is. I mean, I could name names. But you guys have really come out and you're doing tremendous work. Tell us about Tranquility Drive.
Thank you for giving me that platform. You mentioned the word suicide. The thing that we recognized when we first started is this goes so much deeper than just the act of someone taking their own life. One out of every 5 people are suffering right now with some kind of mental illness. And if you look at Russell's industry with the music space, it's probably triple that. It's unbelievable, the statistics. So whether it's a loss of identity or trauma or any of the other very common mental illnesses, we're trying our best to normalize that in certain cultures, whether you're Black or you're Japanese or you're from India, you can't just say to your dad at the kitchen table, you know what, I think I need a therapist. I'm suffering right now. That doesn't occur. It's taboo. And to me, that's crazy. So whether it's 130 people tomorrow that are going to take their own life, or that 1 out of 5 that are suffering, the stats are off the chain. The question we have to think about is, what are we going to do about it? Are we all okay with just looking a blind eye? I personally am not. And even though I have a full-time job working at OGK Creative, I take whatever spare time I have to try to figure out how do we create this documentary, and how I'm so fortunate. The only thing out of this passion project that I get out of it, we're not doing it for money, is I get to meet great people like Russell. That's what's been so wonderful about it. And we're excited to not have celebrities talk about it. What we want to do is put them in the action and showing them how alternative therapies can work, whether it's laughing yoga or a cold plunge or wilderness or any of the other crazy alternative therapies that are out there. We're going to have celebrities in the action, and we're hoping that's going to really change the dynamic. So we're excited about that.
You know, I was you quoted 130 individuals daily. When I saw that, it was shocking to me. That gets your attention.
It sure does. In my presentation deck, And so we're talking about Yankee fans. One of my slides says, this is Yankee Stadium. And in 2024, you would fill out every single seat and then some with standing room only of the people that took their life last year. And that one shocks people.
Yeah, when you can present something like that, the visual that you create in your mind is very powerful.
And also the, you know, the cultural aspect of it, how it has been taboo for so many years. I mean,
right.
How, you know, people will board up rooms and not talk about, you know, their children who have passed away from self-harm. And so I think it's really, really important that you guys are putting it out there and also getting celebrities, like you said. And you mentioned Kevin Love. Kevin Love has been great about this issue.
It's great.
And so many others.
Yeah, there are. And they're coming out more and more. So fortunately, the winds are shifting. But just like Glenn Close says, when she talks about her own sister, it's just not enough, especially when you go into other countries. So we're going to give it our best college try.
Well, you know, it's I have had a number of celebrities who've come into different kinds of issues in their life, and some of them don't have the ability to take it on and support it, you know, bring
Correct.
It to life, bring attention to it so that we can find a solution of how we deal with this. And I think they dropped the ball.
I think so, too. I think so, too. But Russell said something great. He said he was fortunate to have a great support system around him when times got tough. And I would imagine when you have a new album or a new song come out and people are ripping it apart on social media, you suck. That song is awful. We're people. People forget that. Whether you're an athlete, you drop the ball in a big game, we're people. But yet the fans are cruel. And I don't know how – there's a similarity there for sure. There's got to be. I'd love to ask Russell what his thoughts are there.
I had a lot of people yelling at me on the road telling me I sucked every night in a foreign ballpark.
And Ron, does it wear on you or no?
No. As a matter of fact, when I got booed on the road, I loved it. Because it was
a motivator, huh?
Well, I mean, it's a sign. I must have hurt them. You know, I must have played very well for them to treat me. If they're not calling me anything, I'm in trouble. There's not enough getting done. I remember going to San Francisco probably more than any place else, and they were calling me everything that you can imagine and booing me for the moment that I stepped on the field until I came off. And one of the reasons why is because we beat the Giants a lot. And secondly, I was the second leading all-time visiting home run leader in the time of Candlestick Park behind Willie Stargell. And
nice.
I was the all-time leading runs batted in visiting player. So I'm glad that they shut Candlestick down. Those will be preserved forever. And they moved downtown.
I love it. I tell you what.
Do you have a favorite Yankee? Do you have a favorite Yankee? Do you have a favorite Yankee? Favorite team?
Always been I always loved. You know, I grew up with seeing Mantle and Maris and Yogi was
good for you.
But I also loved the Guidry, Gossage years. I loved Greg Nettles and his.
You had to bring up Gossage, really?
That hurt. Like that hurt.
School teams. No, but here's the truth. It's you're from New York. You're supposed to hate the Red Sox. I don't hate the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. I respect the Red Sox, except when they're playing the Yankees. So on the 81 World Series, and, you know, I'm not going to lie, I wasn't rooting for you. I'm rooting for my guys until that pitch that hit you and knocked you out. And I was praying for you then because that's I think in today's game, you wouldn't have been allowed to continue.
That's correct.
And then you came and you're the MVP of that World Series and you beat my guys.
Yeah. You added Guidry and you added mm-hmm. Nettles. Nettles, I always felt, was kind of in the total work of his career, underappreciated. He was definitely one of the best third basemen.
I want to add my two. I got Bobby Mercer and Thurman Munson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thurman, of course, didn't have an opportunity to play as long as what we consider to be needed to understand that. Nettles always admired his play. Guidry, there was some clubhouse poster work in one of those World Series that you could have said, this might stir up some stuff, but he referred to us as a bunch of choir boys. And I started laughing the first time I saw it, and it didn't faze me a bit. The only thing I said back, I said, Gator, I said, you don't know who you're talking about over here. We're a lot more dysfunctional than you think. But I had a guy, you talk about hating. We were kind of raised to hate the Giants because of the relationship that grew back from Detroit or from New York, Polo Grounds.
You gotta love the rivalries. The rivalries. Yeah.
I didn't hate these guys. We had a great time. As a matter of fact, I really had a terrific relationship with our biggest nemesis, the Cincinnati Reds, and all those guys. We had a lot of fun playing. It was a real, I think, small time of getting caught up with what has happened in baseball with steroids and all these other things. I suppose I could ask you, I'm saying, you know, we're gambling now in baseball. How do you guys feel about gambling being involved in baseball?
I mean, you're not talking about ball players gambling.
Just the idea that Major League Baseball now is in full business with gambling, and Pete Rose was a guy who gambled. Sounds funny.
Yep.
You know, that's a tough question, you know, because I can understand where you're drawing the line, betting on your own sport if you're participating in the game. Gambling is here. I mean, my God, you watch a bowl game and they're advertising FanDuel and all these other things. It's here. But you know, I can understand where if you're betting against your own team or whatever, that's a line that you can't cross.
Yeah.
But, you know, now it's a gray area because, you know, it's almost like you're promoting gambling.
Yeah.
And
if it's okay, I'd love to ask Ron before we wrap a baseball question, if it's all right.
We're good.
So in my inner circle, I happen to know a bunch of very talented college players. I don't know if they're going to make it to the pros. Some are in the AA and AAA, and they're trying the hardest. What's the message that you give to somebody in their 20s who they're getting close to maybe that's not going to, their dream isn't going to come? What do you say to these guys about just keeping your chin up? And if it doesn't work out, what's the next step? What's your thoughts there?
Don't give up your dream. Keep pushing. You never know what's going to happen. I've seen plenty of young players have a breakout year. There's a number of kids in college now that you didn't hear about a year before that are thinking about possibly being the number one pick or the number one pitcher. Don't let anyone discourage you. Give it your best shot. If you give your full effort and you are the one who is now convinced that you've given it everything that you've got and you got to walk away, at least you gave it your best shot and now you know for sure that this wasn't something I could do. To be talked out of it, not give yourself an opportunity to find out for yourself, I think is tragic because a lot of kids get talked out of that.
You know, the truth is what you just shared, that's not just baseball. That's perfect application for every part of life.
But if you could get talked out of it, you probably weren't meant to do it because everybody that I've met that has a passion for something, there's nobody that's going to tell them that they're not going to do it, no matter how hard, you have to have the mindset that you're going to do it. And, you know, what did Yogi say? It's like, 90% physical and half mental or whatever.
Exactly.
One of his great amorphisms. Gentlemen, we're nearly out of time. I just want to get you out of here, guys, on this. Tell us where people can find Tranquility Drive. Tell us how people can get involved in this fantastic project you guys are involved with.
I love it. So for Tranquility Drive, we're on Insta right now. For Instagram, it's at Tranquility Drive. We're in development right now for a website that's going to hold many different types of alternative therapies. And we're in coding and programming right now. So TranquilityDrive.com is coming soon. And the truth is, we're trying to get celebrities to come on and share their stories and be open to being a part of it. And if anybody's looking for more information, my email address is don@theogk.com. It's don@theogk.com.
Okay, there you have it. I want to thank you, Russell and Don. It's been a real pleasure having you guys on. Congratulations on the career that you've had. You've made a contribution that is incredibly admirable. And your work today is going to help a lot of people. So thank you so much for joining us. Loved having you on. And I hope you guys continued success. And we will be right back after this message with We'll See About That.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron. How you doing?
Okay, we're back with the last segment, and we'll see about that. We're about ready to close up shop on another terrific interview with Don Tolop and Russell Javers. Really had a great conversation with those two guys. In between, I want to invite you to my website, theronsayshow.com. My book, Penguin Power, is over there with multiple options for signing. And don't forget me on Instagram, the official Ron Say. Finished, I believe, the beginning of it talking about Josh Gibson. Major League Baseball has now introduced some new records that included the Negro baseball metrics from years ago. And they are changing records that go back 100 years. And Josh Gibson just so happens to have supplanted Ty Cobb.
Noted racist Ty Cobb.
With batting average, lifetime highest batting average. I think he took three away from Babe Ruth. Slugging percentage, on-base percentage. And also, you mentioned Barry Bonds as far as this day. And he lost his home run title to Josh Gibson.
Yeah, Josh Gibson over 800.
800. So Josh Gibson, by the way, if you don't know a little bit more about baseball history in total, Sadaharu Oh is the only other player in major league, in baseball in the world, played professionally and had 800 home runs. So congratulations, Josh Gibson, and all the other black players that are going to make their way into the Baseball Hall of Fame with these new record books. And I understand my man Willie Mays is going to collect 10 more hits. Good for him. It's nice to be able to do something when you don't even play anymore and get credit for it, isn't it? I can't go without mentioning the passing of one of my favorite people, Bill Walton. Terrific basketball player, better person. a great entertaining broadcaster, died of cancer. I am personally going to miss his flavor. What a treat to have been able to see the development of this young man when he was going to UCLA.
Throw it down, big man. Throw it down.
Throw it down. All right. And next week, we have someone that I'm going to be seeing here pretty soon at the end of the month. There's a statue unveiling done by the Chicago Cubs for their second baseman, Ryan Sandberg, that I played with in 1984. And Ryan's going to be our guest next week. Lots of great stories coming from him. So I want you guys to have a great weekend. A lot of baseball, a lot of softball, a lot of sports, big games, basketball. Have a great weekend. We will see you next week on We'll See About That.